Henry Dwyer.
Kinsel, she got form in better maidens than this, so you'd hope she'd be winning.
So I'm just reading between the lines here a bit, Henry, that Tinsel might be your best.
Yeah, for sure.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tinsel takes the lead down the middle of the track, and Tinsel, the favourite, scored a length and a half.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Welcome back to the show, 4-7, as we try and get your winner racing at Cranbourne today, which will be fantastic.
Nat Young, we're a bit unlucky.
Yeah, we were.
Blinder ran third, massive run, yep, but it was way out the back. And she ran second on another one. So we were around the mark.
Very unlucky. First race today at Cranbourne is at 1 p.m. These are the track conditions as of about an hour ago. We're on a soft six there. Overcast conditions there for the day. The penetrometer, 5.74. The rail is in the true position for the entire circuit. Hopefully we can get you a winner with Graeme Begg. Scotty.
Yeah, morning, Graeme.
Good morning.
Ollie did the right thing for you in the last yesterday.
He certainly did, old Golden Hands.
It's a nice win. Nice little young horse, that one. Luna Flair.
Yeah, she's lightly raced and, it's a bit upside there.
Now, you got a first starter in race one, number 12, Linus Magic, a two-year-old filly. What can you tell us out of war?
Yeah, Lena's Magic. She's had two or three jump outs. She's showing us nice ability. I've got to remember, they've been on pretty heavy tracks too in the last few weeks. So getting on a bit better track today, she certainly could improve. Probably just maybe lack the seasoning and going to the races, but she's showing nice ability at home.
Oh, nice. Over to race four, you've got number 7, Kissy for Leslie, who first start ran third at Geelong and was a bit wide, so it was a very good run.
Yeah, and she's going to need a bit of luck today too from the gate. But look, she's trained on well. I'd say she'll run very well for us today.
And up to 14, is that she's going to get out in distance, obviously?
Yeah, she'll certainly be suited when she gets up to 1,600 metres, but we'll expect her to run well today.
And over in race six, you've got number 6, Jessica Ray. The filly's won at the track before and distance, but it's taking a little while this prep to get going?
Yeah, look, she doesn't really like the really heavy ground, so... if the track happened to get downgraded during the day, if we happen to get more rain, we probably will pull her out. But at this stage, soft six, we're happy with that. She's on the improve. She ran a much better race last time out on the synthetic track, getting back on sort of firmer ground. She's certainly got a foot on the till now.
All three sound like their chances. Which one could you steer me into if I had to have a dollar, Graeme?
I'd say probably Kizzy for Leslie. She looks like she certainly improved since the first up run. So just need a good ride, but she's in good form.
Perfect. That's around the $6. Thanks, Graeme.
Cheers, guys.
Bye. Graeme Begg there joining us on the early mail this morning. So our dollar heading the way of Kizzy for Leslie.
Kizzy for Leslie.
Interesting name. $6 it is at tab.com.au at the moment.
By the breeding.
Race 4, number 7.
There's
Cranbourne
no
today.
Reason for it to be called Kizzy for Leslie. So it's the owners
joke.
Are onto that.
What is the breeding?
Ifarage and Star Band.
Yeah, no, nothing to do with it.
No, nothing.
At all.